What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly. And in this podcast, I'm going to be going over talking about money and talking about success and, you know, my experience plus a few other people's experiences with money from what I've seen in my own life and just about money, success, and YouTube. So, First of all, from a biblical perspective, the love of money is obviously the root of all evil. So the love of money is the root of all evil, or all kinds of evil, excuse me. So it's not healthy to have a love of money. I think we, as Christians, know that. But it's important to provide, you know, for yourself and for your family. I think budgeting is important. I wanted to talk about, in my life, there's people that have money that are miserable. There's people that are not happy, that have plenty of money. And look at people like Robin Williams. He was worth, you know, $300 to $400 million, and he killed himself. And then you look at Bruce Springsteen, who is worth, I think, over $600 million, and he suffers from devastating or depression, like really bad depression. So if you think that money will make you happy, I'm not going to say more money won't solve some of your problems, but definitely not your happiness. You're going to want more and more once you get some. But I think there is a point where if you don't have enough, it does cause things like depression or, you know, financial stress, obviously, is a big thing that most Americans worry about, is a thing that most Americans think about a lot. So if that problem is solved, it makes sense that you would be less stressed in some ways, but also money still doesn't make you completely happy. Like progress, I believe progress is really important, like continuing to work towards your goals and continuing to do something with your life. Because if you're idle, I notice if I'm idle, this is just from my experience, if I'm idle and think, oh, I got money in the bank, you know, I can chill for a little bit, I just get depressed, like, honestly. But if I'm, you know, working towards something, even if it's not bringing me money, you know, at that moment, or even bringing me money in the future, it's just a fun thing to just progress. For example, talking to people or making a podcast, you know, doing something new, growing, getting better at connecting with people. That's all fun. And I believe progress is a big thing for happiness. If you want to be fulfilled, in a worldly sense, you know, obviously, we know Jesus is the is where we find our purpose and where we find our meaning, because without glorifying God, we're not going to be satisfied in life. I believe, like, the deeper we go into sin, the worse it gets for us, honestly. Especially, you'll be the most miserable Christian if you're, you know, deep in sin. And if God's truly in you, he's gonna convict you, and you're gonna struggle. Anyways, moving on from that, I know people that have a lot of money in the bank that if they're idle still, idleness, and what I mean by idleness is not doing anything to progress in life, whether it's connecting with people, whether it's, you know, going out, working out, getting some progress, you know, it really, without progressing, I still feel like you'll be miserable if you have money and you're not progressing. So you need to be always progressing, and that's just something that I've definitely learned. And also, you know, serving others is really good too. So if you're not serving, if you're just hoarding your money and you're not serving others with it and with your time, with your energy, you're still going to be miserable. I would almost say that for sure. And that's just been my experience. Maybe you've had different experience, but I honestly think progress in serving others is one of the keys to just fulfillment practically, you know, on a practical level. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I didn't really dive into the YouTube much, so maybe I'll do that another time. But this time I just wanted to talk about money and success and all that stuff. So thank you so much for listening again. God bless.